Good morning. This is the AI Jobs Daily for June 17th, 2026. Robinhood just cut 10% of its workforce. That's roughly one in every 10 employees. The CEO did not blame artificial intelligence. TechCrunch says this signals a shift in how layoffs are justified. First, the layoffs and AI cited cuts. U.S. tech firms shed over 38,000 jobs last month. May was another heavy month for cuts. AI was the top reason cited. But backlash against AI washing is growing. MIT researchers and Fortune report firms are using AI as a catch-all excuse. That tactic may be losing its power. Robinhood's move stands out. No mention of AI in their announcement. Other companies still point to automation, but the narrative is changing, turning to hiring and new opportunities. Listen Labs just raised $69 million. VentureBeat confirms the funding round. They plan to hire over 100 engineers. The focus is on AI customer interviews. A viral billboard stunt helped them stand out. Now they're scaling fast. Meta is offering top talent $100 million packages. Listen Labs is competing directly for these hires. Startups building agentic tools are growing quickly. Hyper, Insforge, and Rudis all posted hiring threads this month. Plaid hit $100 million in annual revenue. They've shipped over 2 million AI note-takers. DeepL acquired Mixalo today. The deal expands their live event translation services. They're opening a new office in San Francisco. Expect hiring for real-time AI roles there. Pinterest launched an experimental shopping app. It's called Ask Pinterest and runs on conversational AI. And one thing to learn this week, AI coding agents struggle with precision. A new study shows they find the right files but miss key lines. Developers need better code search tools. Context injection remains a critical skill. Security-focused workflows are emerging. Argus Red's pen, testing model executes code instead of refusing it. The demand for specialized AI tools is real. The jobs are there for those with the right skills. That's your AI Jobs Brief for today. Back tomorrow.